This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Have you ever heard someone say, "I don't know why God keeps me around? I'm old and of no use to anyone anymore." Elderly persons can feel that way if life seems to move on without their involvement. In this week's message, we're going to look at a psalm for senior saints and talk about their purpose in God's kingdom. Please join us.
Today we're going to take a look at the theme, Get a Grip on Aging. I hope you'll stay with us. We'll begin our time together in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Gracious and faithful God, we praise you for your presence with us during every season of our lives, the happy times and the sad, young and middle-aged and old. Though circumstances in our lives are constantly changing, we're so grateful that you never change, and your availability and love is constant. Amen. Our reading for today is from Psalm 71, the first 19 verses. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel, for you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust. From my youth, upon you I have learned from my birth, it was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all day long. Don't cast me off in the time of old age. Don't forsake me when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me, and those who watch for my life consult together. They say, pursue and seize that person whom God has forsaken, for there is no one to deliver. O God, don't be far from me. God, make haste to help me. Let my accusers be put to shame and consumed. Let those who seek to hurt me be covered with scorn and disgrace. I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all day long, though their number is past my knowledge. I will come praising the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will praise your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me, until I proclaim your might to all the generations to come. Your power and your righteousness, O God, reach the heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? Dear friends, back in the 80s and 90s, I used to do quite a bit of running and managed to complete a couple of the Twin Cities marathons. I don't know if you've ever watched a marathon. At the starting line, everyone is chattering and happy and just kind of chirpy. Many people show up with costumes on and they're bundled up, many others, because it's kind of cold in the early morning when it starts. But when you get to the end, there's an interesting change. People's faces are much more stern. There's not much talking going on. They're kind of gutting it out. Some people are barely moving, putting one foot in front of the other. The only real talking you hear is from the sidelines, friends and loved ones screaming, "Come on, you can make it, you can make it." You see, the last part of the marathon is typically the hardest. Such is the case with the seasons of life, I've noticed as well. Fellow I know that works with senior citizens said one time, God seems to save the hardest part until last. Perhaps you've experienced that. Have you ever heard of that phrase people sometimes will use? Growing old ain't for sissies. Maybe you know exactly what that means. Having many years, though, is considered a blessing according to Scripture. Still, we know that the last stretch can oftentimes be quite hard. The body isn't working like it used to. The parts are wearing out. The memory isn't as sharp. There's a grieving that's going on, loss of spouse, loss of friends, physical abilities are starting to fall by the wayside, more and more there's a loss of dependence, and you're going to more funerals for peers and so on. Some people go through experience of feeling quite alone and isolated and forgotten, and they feel they've lost the respect of others around them. It's a sad time for them. It's really a shame when that kind of thing happens to a person, because the elderly are meant to be prized according to what the Bible tells us. We're to honor them. And why is that? Because they have so much to teach all of us who are coming up the ranks to join them someday. And such is the case today in this prayer, Psalm 71, written by an elderly person of God, who is facing hard times in his last stretch of life. He has something very important, I believe, to teach us. He's not feeling very prized by others either. He's under fire, as he explains it. He's going through tough times. People are trying to get after him and give him a hard time. Something bad's going on in his life as he talks of the hands of the wicked and the unjust and the cruel person. He describes conspiring accusers out to get him, to wreck his life. And he's feeling forsaken, forsaken by God even, or worried about whether God is looking over him, and his strength is gone. He's tired, he's sick, perhaps. Some Bible scholars have speculated that this could have very well been written by King David when he was running away from his son Absalom, who is trying to overthrow his kingdom. He says he's desperate and in need of refuge and rescue and help and strength and vindication. As you read it, you see all those words. He's under attack. And he's feeling old, because he is. Things are so bad, he even seems to have a touch of anxiety about his standing with God at this stage in his life. Don't cast me off in the time of old age, God, he says. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. Perhaps people had been saying about him, the Lord's deserted him. He's growing tired of him. He won't take care of him now. We can get him. This person is absolutely overwhelmed by life. Have you ever felt that way? Like you need refuge, you need strength because yours is spent, that you're feeling under attack. Let me ask you, how do you get through it? How do you get a grip? How do you get a grip on aging? Well, this guy is very wise in Psalm 71. He knows exactly where to turn. Verse 1, in you, O Lord, I take refuge. He knows how big and faithful God is and what he can do. Listen to his God descriptors in this song he's written or this prayer. He calls him my rock, my refuge, my fortress. You're righteous, faithful, holy one, mighty, savior, powerful, creator, and personal, in control. Wow, that is quite a resume, wouldn't you say? And how does he know that? The answers can be found in verses 5 and 6. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my confidence, my trust from my youth. Upon you I have learned from before my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. Do you see what he's doing there? He's doing a life review of his experiences with God. He's looking back. He's counting his blessings. God, you were there even before I was born. You were there for me to lean on and to learn from. You know me. You made me. When I came into this world, Lord, you were present. And as I've gone through life, even in youth, from youth till now, you have been alongside of me. And I remember the many times when I was able to lean on you through the years as I faced various life circumstances and I couldn't overcome them on my own. You know, if this was David, was he thinking about facing that Goliath giant early on in his life? Maybe. And Lord, you were there. You were there in all those times. Have you ever done something like that? Looked back on God's faithfulness in your own life, saying, I remember when. I remember when I was sick and in the hospital, and it was looking not so good for me, and God kept showing up, and he carried me through that experience, and here I am. And that's what the psalmist seems to be saying. Lord, you helped me out of so many tough times before. I've depended on you ever since I was born. I know from that experience, I can trust you. You're my hope, and you never change. How about helping me again? The psalm ends with trust and affirmation. Starts out sounding desperate, but the end is the strength. He says, I believe you'll help me, and I'll be singing your praises and telling others about it. That's why this psalm can be classified as a psalm of trust. There's a couple of lessons for us from this veteran of the faith. The first one is this. There are seasons in life when life can be challenging and tough, but you do not have to face it alone. Lean on God. That's what this guy was doing. And even before those times hit, start leaning now on God and watch him work in your life. Because you'll learn this truth that, I don't know where I found this statement, but it says, if you've made a habit of communing with God when the sun is shining, you'll find it much easier to sing when it rains. Lean on him now. And if you've been leaning on him, keep leaning. Keep turning to him. He's available. His love for you is unchanging. Another lesson you pick up from this person is when life gets tough, look back at your lifetime of experiences with God and his faithfulness working in your life. Count your blessings and name them one by one. Many of you have some great memories, some great stories of the faithfulness of God at work in your life. It might have been his presence in a hospital experience, or how he has provided daily for you when it looked like you didn't know where the next dollar was going to come from. I mean, there are all kinds of experiences where God showed up. And this God never changes. Remind yourself of that. Finally, the last section of this prayer holds a third lesson from the senior saint that I want to look at with you. It's addressed, I think, to senior saints. Listen to these words. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wonderful deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to all the generations to come. What is he saying here? He's saying, Lord, help me so I can keep on doing ministry for you. There's work left to be done. I'm not ready to hang it up yet. Until I proclaim your might to another generation, he's saying, help me here. Keep me going. I want to proclaim your might in my testimony. I want to be able to tell them what a faithful and loving God you are. But not only my testimony of what you've done in my life, but the good news of what you've done for the world, how we were lost in our sinfulness, but you in your mercy sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die upon a cross so that no one might be lost, but that all might be restored into a relationship with you. I want to tell them what you've done for us, Lord. I've got people who need to hear about your grace, generations coming up as well as generations around me. They need to hear about your power that changed my life and can change their lives. I want to keep talking about you, Lord. See, this guy's not ready to hang it up. There is no retirement in his service to the Lord. And there's a truth for us. There's no retirement in the kingdom of God. God always has something for you to do, no matter how old you may be getting. Ministry is for life. I had a friend, Joanne Jackson, who's graduated now to be with the Lord in his heaven, but she was like a person who just kept going and going and going, quite elderly and not healthy at all. And every time it seemed like I went to see her in the hospital, it was almost certain, it seemed, that this was her last stretch. She was going to be dying, but she always seemed to beat the odds and snap out of it. And there were times when she'd say to me, Steve, I don't know why God doesn't just take me home. I'm ready to go home. I want to see my husband who's waiting for me in heaven. And then she smiled and she said, I guess God still has more work for me to complete. There's the attitude that the psalmist has. So let me get personal and specific with you that are veterans of the faith. How would you finish this verse that the psalmist says, so even to old age and gray hair, O Lord, do not forsake me until I... Now fill in a ministry or a mission. Because it doesn't matter how old you are needed, you're on call. There's no retiring here. How would you finish this verse? Even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until my friends all know that Jesus is a savior of the world that everyone needs. Until I have learned how to share my testimony or to effectively share your story and then shared it with those that you've placed in my life. Until I have prayed daily for the mission of my church and for the missionaries for the next year. Until every refugee or poor person has a blanket to cover up with in the cold of night, a blanket that I could make. Until there's a great awakening in our country and a great harvest of souls to the glory of your holy name. Until I have brought my children who have strayed from the faith back into a relationship with you. Until my unchurched grandchildren have come to personally know and believe in Jesus Christ. And the list could go on and on. How would you finish that verse? Look around. What is God challenging you with, even at this season in your life? There's no retirement. Thank God for senior saints. That's what I say. I love my senior saints. I respect them and esteem them in my own congregation. I hope that's happening for you too, where you are. And I especially thank God for this senior saint who put together Psalm 71, because he has given us quite a lesson on how to get a grip on aging. He says, yeah, life can be tough in the last stretch, but you don't have to face it alone. You can lean on the God who loves you, who gave his son to die for you on a cross so that you could have a personal relationship with him. He has promised that he will never, ever leave you orphaned or on your own. He's present for you. And when life is looking particularly tough and rough, remember to look back. When you're wondering if God has turned his back on you, you look back and review his past faithfulness in your life. And remember this truth, God is never changing. His love for you is never changing. The God who has taken care of you in the past is there to walk with you in the present. And finally, no retirement. God has something for you to do. Retirement isn't meant to, in this world, to be sitting around and chasing a golf ball around a golf course, which is fun, I know, and it's okay to do that, but don't build your life on that kind of retirement. Keep serving the cause of Jesus Christ. There are people in this world who still have not met him, and God is counting on you, who have been so blessed by him along the way with his presence in your life, to point them in the direction of Jesus Christ. And by the way, that's where the real joy is found, folks. It's in that last stretch of your race. It's in serving Christ. Serve him. Trust him. Lean on him. God bless you in your final stretch. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, how good it is to spend time with you in your holy word. If there's anyone listening in today with me that can identify with those struggles attached to growing older, Lord, I ask that you comfort and encourage and fill their lives with your all-sufficient grace so that they might finish strong to the glory and honor of your holy name. Amen. Now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you as you age from day to day and year to continue serving Christ. Trust him and lean on him in your final stretches of life. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit Christian ministry supported entirely by gifts from our listeners and other supporters. Many people don't realize that we must purchase airtime and online space. If you enjoyed today's message, we ask that you share the program with others. And if you are in a position to do so, please consider a financial gift to help ensure the ministry will continue for years to come. Your gifts and prayers are extremely important to us. Send your gifts to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Or you can visit us online at christiancrusaders.org. All donations are considered tax-deductible. ChristianCrusaders.org is a very useful and vibrant source of spiritual help. It features this week's program in both audio, visual, and printed form, and has a resource for requesting prayer support. Sermon messages can be sorted according to date, scriptural text, speaker, and keywords. Please take the opportunity to visit us online today at www.christiancrusaders.org. We feel blessed that you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting today's service was our speaker, the Reverend Steve Kramer, senior pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.